you've achieved a greater profitability
position.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who's just joined?
Kimberly Scott.
Kimberly Scott, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Wonderful.
All right, thanks for joining. Well, we've got Robert Joseph coming on here shortly. So, what is your website, Kimberly?
www.kaiconsults.com.
And can you send me... Oh, there's a,
Pierre D'Offerty?
Pierre, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Right. You know how to use GoToMeeting, Kim?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, can you send me a quick email with your website address?
You got it.
Okay. All right. So Pierre's on. Robert Joseph, are you with us yet? Okay. So Pierre, why don't you introduce yourself? Because Kim sent me a quick message. What is it that you do, Pierre?
My name is Pierre D'Offerty. I'm the CEO of the UPZIG company, which is a precious metal rare coin investment firm and mining company. We currently sell gold, silver, platinum, and palladium bullion, as well as rare coins. And we also are doing gold mining in South America and Africa, as well as cobalt mining in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, also in Africa.
Excellent, excellent. And Kimberly, help us understand,
yes,
what is it that you do?
We are a strategic marketing firm, and we work with small and mid-sized companies to help them enhance their brand and to position themselves with their target audience strategically and creatively.
Excellent, excellent. So we've got two other people that have not shown up, but they're showing up on my GoToMeeting link. So I will wait a little bit longer for them. So what's new and exciting for you, Kimberly, in terms of your business or maybe that's what you're doing? Go ahead, Kimberly.
What's new and exciting for us is that we are in the process of doing some research and development to possibly create some new products or services that would help our clients to bring some of their marketing efforts in-house.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. And Pierre, what is new and exciting for you?
Well, as today ends the first half of the year, we are halfway to our best year ever as far as gross receipts and net revenues.
Wow. Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. And we had, I think, at least one other person join. Who's joining has not introduced himself? Hello, hello, hello. Okay, okay. Anyway, and wait, because I have four people showing up here, but they're not showing up here. Anybody has not introduced themselves? Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do is go through giving you the details of what we're doing, the probably be those people coming up. Anyway, good morning. E3C stands for Entrepreneurship, Empowerment, and Evolution. The C stands for Connect, Collaborate, Create. We're excited to have everybody on the call. E3C is a sales, profit, and business development company. We promote the best practices for sales and profitability. We share new ideas and strategies to help you improve your sales and business development efforts and show you how to use technology to be more efficient, more profitable, and more productive. Don't forget to check out our website, mybizcommunity.ning.com, and Better Sales and Profits Now. And don't forget to check out the podcast. This is actually being recorded, and we'll put it on the website here in the next couple of days. And don't forget to check out the E3C blog and subscribe to our newsletters, Better Sales and Profits Now in My Business Community. So consider E3C your strategic partner in profitability and success. Tell your clients, your business associates, and strategic partners and friends about E3C. So when you're being called upon, please give your name and the name of your company when you're answering the questions. Very important. you feel you're not quite ready or interested in responding to the question, it's okay to respond and say pass. If you're experiencing communication difficulties, like your voice goes in and out, too much background noise, or too scratchy, we can't understand you, please keep your phone on mute. You can put your phone on mute by pressing *6, or you can find the mute button on your phone. But we'll ask you to stand by and listen and not participate. This is to ensure that our recording is clear and understandable. And if you're an E3C client, a strategic partner, you like to share your wisdom, your experience, your expertise, we accept content, promote you and your company, and share it with our visitors on our websites. On my podcast websites, you get 2,000 to 5,000 downloads every week. So, if you want to share your information, your contact information on this call, please give your name of the company, your website, your phone number, and contact information if you'd like to. Now, you only have 60 seconds to answer the question, so be prepared and ready. At the conclusion of each cycle, we'll open the call so attendees can ask any questions or add any comments. So during the session, I mentioned this, please have your phone on mute. That reduces the background noise. Now, you can mute your phone by pressing *6 and unmute by pressing *6 again. So when you're asked to speak, just simply press *6, and you can unmute your phone and begin speaking. Now, this session is scheduled for 1 hour. However, we will allow participants to stay on the call longer if our discussion goes longer. Or if anybody has to go, you can immediately end the call and leave as soon as possible. So remember, this is so important. You never know who's on the conference call, who they know, and what connections you can make today. So have your game plan. Now, you can only represent one profession or industry, so speak about your passion. For example, you can't be a mortgage person that sells life insurance and mention both on the call. You're only allowed to speak to talk about one business. So have your paper and pen handy because you might learn something, or you might need to take notes when people are asking questions or making comments. Now, we're not here to sell to each other. We want you to establish connections. We want you to become a resource for each other. So let's all become master net weavers. Have your antennas up. Let's check your antennas, Pierre, Tim, Robert. Ask yourself how I can be a resource for this other person. What clients or who within my trusted resource network to use this person's products or services? Let me explain what net weaving versus networking is. Networking says, who can I seek out to sell? Or who's going to help me close a deal? Net weaving is different. It's saying, who can I seek out, not to sell, but to help. Okay, so the focus is on how you can help the other person and not necessarily yourself. So our goal is to learn new ideas and strategies and to grow our business. Now is the time to focus on our business and promote business and economic opportunities. So we encourage you to call and follow up with people that you connect with on this call. So let's all connect, collaborate, and create opportunities. Any questions, comments? Okay, so what I want to do now is have everybody introduce themselves. I guess ladies first. Kimberly, why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about you, who you are, what your passion is, and don't forget to tell us your website.
Okay, my name is Kimberly Scott. I am originally from Durham, North Carolina. I have been living in Atlanta for the last 20-plus years. I have been in the field of marketing for about that long as well. My company is called Kai Marketing, Advertising, and Consulting. Kai is a Greek word that serves as a word that connects ideas together, and as it connects them, it expands them both. And so doing, our company connects ideas and expands our clients in the process. My website is www.kaiconsults.com, KAICONSULTS.com, and my passion is to help to get individuals and companies to think bigger, reach farther, be better, and pursue excellence in whatever way makes sense for them.
All right, we're happy to have you on the call.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kim. So are you nervous?
No, I'm just trying to be coherent.
8 o'clock in the morning, I understand.
I'm trying to get my thoughts together.
It's okay. And thank you, Ken, for calling me first. Anyway, Pierre, good morning. Why don't you introduce yourself? What is your passion, Pierre?
My name is Pierre D'Offerdy, and again, I'm the CEO of the UpZig Company, and we are a precious metals, rare coin investment firm, and mining concession. Our website is www.rarecoinhouse.com. And I guess what I most look forward to with these calls is meeting new entrepreneurs, meeting entrepreneurs who've been in the game for a while that I can learn something from, as you know, they've been through things maybe that I haven't. And I also enjoy the interaction between people who are, you know, just in the business, as opposed to just talking about it or thinking about it. They're actually putting their money where their mouth is and doing it. And that's probably what I like most about these calls. My passion is, you know, all things metal. I love this business. I've loved it for 20 years now. I love seeing deals come together. And I just love the idea of coming to work every day knowing that, unlike 99% of the planet, I actually love what I do. And that makes it easier for me to get up, minus alarm clock. So I'm happy to be here. I like the synergy of and energy, and I just like listening to what other people are out there doing.
All right, excellent. And who has not introduced themselves so far?
Hey, Ken. This is Robert. How you doing today?
Hey, Robert. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Okay. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Okay. My name is Robert Joseph, and I own a company called Glue Life, G-L-U-L-I-F-E. But we're actually in the process of rebranding. But what we do is we build websites that grow with your business. So our websites are easy to use, and they are very extendable. We use a content management system that allows you to do some pretty extraordinary things with a little bit of work. So blogging, adding photos, adding images, adding sound, adding video, you know, all that's very easy to do, as well as adding surveys and forms, adding a lot of Google Analytics comes with what we do. So adding a lot of features that make your website move from just a brochure where to actually being able to service your clients, having a members-only section, all those are very doable.
Okay, you're coming in fuzzy, and if you could increase the volume a little bit.
Robert Joseph with Glue Life? Is that better?
All right. We'll see. I'll ask Kimberly. Kimberly and Pierre? How are you hearing, Robert?
Sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good to me, too.
All right. It's just me. Anyway, all right.
They're in the process of putting on a new roof to the house, so sorry about the background noise. I'll try to mute when I'm not talking.
Okay. So you're a technology guru and you fix roofs. Is that what I got?
No, I'm a technology guru, and I have other people fix roofs.
Oh.
I stay with doing what I do best and let other people do what they do best.
All right. So anyway, Robert's my technology guru, and when I have technology questions, I go to him. So those are the introductions. I'll do a short introduction. This is Ken, Patch Entrepreneur. I'm a sales and property evangelist. I truly believe if you can't sell yourself, your product, your service, your idea, and you, in fact, don't have a business, because at the end of the day, somebody has got to sell something to somebody. So you've got to really have your sales game, your system in order for you to be successful. And after that, if you can't run your business profitably, then you won't be in business for very long. So it's important for you to have a system in place that you'll be profitable and efficient and effective and productive. And my technology guru, Robert, introduced me to technology, and so anything you can do to embrace technology so you can be profitable and productive and efficient helps you. So that's my introduction. What I want to do now is open it up and see who has questions or comments based on what was shared. Any questions for Kimberly? I'll show Kimberly's website here. Pierre, Robert, do you have any questions for Kimberly?
Yeah, I do. Kimberly, I see you do webinars. When's your next webinar?
Actually, Robert, we are in the process of creating a new webinar schedule, so I don't have an answer for that right at this moment, but I will very shortly.
Okay. How do I get added to your mailing list?
I can, well, Ken, how does this work? Do you send out contact information for everyone on the call?
Go ahead and give me your email address or website or...
Okay.
Well, let me give you mine.
Okay, great.
Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T.
Okay.
At Z as Motion, B as in Victor, I, Z as in Zebra, and then Motion, M-O-T-I-O-N, .com.
Okay.
And please add me to your newsletter.
Wonderful. Will do.
All right. Making connections already. That's what this
Wonderful.
Is for.
Thank you.
Pierre, you're a sales guy. Do you have any questions, any marketing questions for him?
No, not yet.
Okay. All right. So, Pierre, he introduced himself. So, Kimberly, Robert, do you have any questions about rare coins? And, you know, is this a good time to invest in gold and silver and precious metals?
Yeah, I have a question. What's the smallest amount you can invest? And really, it doesn't make sense to invest.
Well, the smallest amount that you can invest is the amount that you're comfortable with without taking food off the table. You know,
okay.
to be very candid with you, no investment is worth that, but we stopped doing minimums a couple of years ago because it was keeping people who wanted to get into the market out of the market. So rather than treat you like Merrill Lynch or some of the other firms that have high minimums for people to get into, we take whatever you're comfortable investing, and we build a strategy around that as opposed to making you conform to what we do and how we do it.
Okay. And so just to understand it a little bit, if I wanted to invest in rare metals, I would come to you and say, okay, I wanted to buy $100 worth of gold, just
mm-hmm.
throwing that out. And so then you would we'd do a transaction, and you'd send me the current amount of gold that I would then take and put in a safety deposit box. Is that
That's correct.
The way it works? And then once I have the gold and I'm ready to sell it, how easy or hard is it to do the reverse transaction to get my money out of it?
You would just give me a phone call. And we would go ahead and liquidate your position immediately.
Okay. And so the physical thing that would have to happen, though, is that I give you a phone call. I say I've got X ounces of gold, and I want to liquidate. And so then once I give you the phone call, is that when the price is set, or when you receive the gold?
It's based on when
I would need to send it back to you, right?
Right. It's based on when we receive the product. And the reason for that is because if gold is currently at $1,000 an ounce and somebody sent me the product back in a week and gold is dropped to $900, you can see where there would be a major problem somewhere in that time frame. So the lock-in price is based on when I actually get the product back, and then once I have it back, then we'll lock you in on that particular day's final number as to how much you would be receiving back. Now, in rare coins, that doesn't happen. Rare coins, it's just a buy-sell market, and depending on the rarity value, you can send that coin back to me today, next week, 2 weeks from now, whatever. The pricing is not going to change a great deal. But in bullion, you know, this is a moving market. It's moving every minute of every day somewhere, and that's going to affect the pricing here in the States. So if you're looking to liquidate on Wednesday, it would behoove you to get it to me by FedEx, airplane, however you can get it here, so that way we can lock you in at the best price right away.
Where are you located?
I'm in Atlanta, but we also have locations in New York, Las Vegas, and Los Angeles.
So, two other questions, and I don't want to...
Sure.
...apologize. So, since I'm in Atlanta, too, I could just actually bring it to you if I wanted to liquidate it.
Mm-hmm. You could do that as well.
And then the other thing is, do you provide a service for people that want to do this, but they don't want to store it, so they could just say, I want to buy X number of X amount of gold, and then you store it, and then when they're ready to liquidate, then you just get it out of storage, and so there's no sending back and forth.
Yes, we do provide a service like that. If you're buying a large amount of product, then we have it stored through our account at the refinery. And if it's a smaller amount, we do have a security a warehouse located within a bank that it would go ahead and be stored there. So large amounts get stored at the refinery, smaller amounts get stored at the security warehouse of a bank here in the U.S.
Cool. Thank you.
Certainly. No problem.
All right. Great question. Terrific answers. And Robert's on the call here. Robert is my technology guru. And so who has questions for Robert? Kimberly, Pierre, about technology?
Yes. May I ask a follow-up question to Pierre?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
Back to actually a question that you asked, Ken. You asked something to the effect of, is this a good time to invest in gold and precious metals? And I would like to hear your thoughts on that.
Okay. The short answer is yes. The reason why is twofold. Unlike last year when the entire financial markets went to hell in a handbasket, this year the media has decided to get off of the story, but the markets have not improved even a little bit. There's still a global, I won't say depression, but there is a global problem monetarily because banks are still not lending credit even to major companies. So therefore, if they're not lending credit to major companies, you can't do M&A deals. And if there's no merger and acquisition deals, then that means you have a lot of companies out there. I'm sure you've heard the term zombie banks. Well, now you've got a lot of zombie companies running around that basically can barely they can barely pay their employees, let alone stay in business. So you have a lot of banks and major league companies that are pretty much insolvent. And because of that, people historically have looked for something that will basically hedge their dollars in case of impending inflation. So that's where people have usually gone into metals. That is one reason why now is a great time to invest. The second reason has to do with our current president making a statement earlier this year about the stimulus, and that was that he was going to put $780 billion into the marketplace to A, hedge off higher unemployment, and B, get the economy going again. It's done neither. The unemployment figures have actually gone up, and they are rapidly approaching, in real numbers, 10%, which is the highest they've been in about 30 years. And as you are also seeing, the economy still is not on track. The numbers look good only because people are saving more than they're spending for the first time in forever. So those two situations have created a market that is ripe for those who get into it and can see the vision of 6 months to a year down the road, that this could be a good time to pick up something, hang on to it for relatively short to mid-term time basis, and then go ahead and liquidate and make some money in the short and mid-term process.
Okay. So short to mid-term is... Are you saying it's 6 months to 12 months?
Right, 6 months to 6 months to a year right now would be the time frame to really go after this metals market. A lot of people who buy metals buy ETFs or they buy futures contracts and what have you, But the problem with that is that a lot of people can't stomach the risk of having the market be up $5 at 1 o'clock and then be up a dollar at 105 and then be down 5 at 110. You know, they're going to just lose their lunch. They're going to lose their sanity. So I always recommend, especially to new investors, to buy physical delivery metal, because you don't have to deal with the constant whims of an up and down market as much as you do when you just own the product outright and you're holding it to get a better price.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, excellent, excellent. I just kick back and just let you guys just run things. Robert, you're the technology guru. You've got a PhD in computer science, artificial intelligence. So, Kimberly, Pierre, and then I think we got somebody else who's joined us. But what questions do you have for Dr. Robert Joseph as it pertains to technology? Kimberly, ladies first.
I don't have any right now. I'm formulating
okay.
them. So give me a moment.
All right. All right. No problem. We'll come back to you. Pierre, what question do you have for Robert?
Well, I don't have any technology questions, but I do have some sales questions, and I'll ask those at the appropriate time when we get to that.
Okay. All right. So let me ask Robert a question here as it pertains to technology. How can you utilize technology now in challenging times? What is maybe one solution that you would offer an entrepreneur or a business owner that wants to seize the time? Robert, what are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts are that there's so much software out there that is free or low cost, and there's so many, you know, nothing. There's nothing new under the sun, as they say. So the best way to utilize technology is to use Google and use the other methods for searching for what it is that you want or need. So if you have a question that you're trying to answer, or you have information that you're looking for, or you have a tool that you're trying to use, you can go and find it out there on the web. It surprises me day in and day out the things that I'm able to find out there to help my business that are so far advanced and able to save me both time, money, and get more clients.
Okay. All right. So, any other questions for Robert?
I do have a general question.
Go ahead.
So, Robert, for people like me who respect and understand the power and wonderfulness of technology, but are not interested necessarily in doing what you just said. Searching every day to find the new things. Are you the person that people like me could go to say, so Robert, what's the new thing that my company needs?
Absolutely. I actually am not recommending searching every day.
Okay.
What I'm recommending is when you have a problem, to either do a search or to give me a call. And there's probably something out there that will solve your problem in a way that you hadn't thought of. So, for example, you have these beautiful newsletters. Well, there's a website called Issue, issuu.com, in which, for free, you can put up your publications, whether it's a magazine, whether it's a newsletter, or whatever. And they have, and you can embed it into your website where they have these beautiful page turning, and it's amazing. And like I said, it's free. They do advertisement when you click on to go through, but you can turn that off for $19 a month. So if you're a company that is a magazine company, well, it just makes all the sense in the world to be able to put it on this site. And stuff like that is to me, just amazing every time I come across it. And there's lots more things like that in the realm of, you know, what it is that you're trying to solve, the problem you're trying to solve. So, yes, definitely give me a call.
All I have a question. Is that website issu.com?
issuu.com.
Okay. I'll bring it up here. All right, there it is. Okay.
Thank you.
No problem, no problem. Any other questions out there? Is there somebody that has joined us, has not introduced himself? Going once, going twice, going three times. Okay. So, did you want to take us through this website, Robert?
No, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory, but there are a lot of other different websites and different technology out there. So, I mean, people know about Google search engines, but Google Docs and Google Calendar and a number of other Google tools, Google Earth, they're pretty amazing, too, in terms of Google Maps, in terms of being able to provide additional functionality and additional things to your life and to your work. And then there's just a number of others. But, I mean, people can go to this website and check it out. It's pretty self-explanatory.
All right. Thank you, Rob. So the next question I want to ask everybody is, why did you start your business? Why did you start your business? What was the reason? I'll start off not to put Kimberly, because she's the rookie here.
Thank you.
I started – yes, no problem. I'll call on you last. I started my business because I really wanted to have an impact on my daughters. I wanted to show them that they didn't have to work for somebody else, that they could have their own business. And I also wanted them I wanted to be there for them. So if I worked for corporate America, good luck in me trying to get off and say, well, I'm going to come to the elementary school and help them or be active in what they're doing, come to their plays and whatever they're doing, so and graduation. So, and I guess the third reason why I wanted to have my own business because I wanted control. I wanted to be a role model for people in my community and teach them that you can be a successful business owner and you don't have to work for somebody else. And I just don't think I was quite the corporate guy. Always been an entrepreneur since way back when I was a paper boy in Detroit. So that's my story. I'm sticking to it. Pierre, why did you get into the business that you're in?
Well, I got into the business I'm in because of an internship back in 1986 with Shearson Lehman Brothers. I got to see the Chicago Pits up close and personal, and at the time, all I could think about was Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd and Trading Places, and I liked the action. Working for Dean Witter, as they were called at that time, and Gold and Silver Financial Group, I looked at it as, I'm pretty good at what I do, I'm getting clients, but I'm not seeing any real money. At that time, commissions were 5%, and at the brokerage firms, they were 33% of 1%. I can be broke by myself. And I figured, you know, what's the worst thing that happens? If I open up my firm and try to make a go of it, if it doesn't work, I can always go back to one of the companies that I've worked for or somebody else. But at the same time, I lived in Los Angeles, and I figured, what the heck? I have nothing to lose. There are a lot of people around here with disposable incomes, a lot of people who can make investments, and I think I'm pretty good at sales. That was 19 years ago, and now I know I'm very good at sales, and I know that I can get clients, and I know that I can run the firm. So I feel I made the right decision 19 years ago.
Wow. That's a nice story. Okay. Robert, why did you get into this computer stuff?
Hey, everybody. I've always had a passion for technology, and I've always had a passion for being an entrepreneur. Ever since I was a little kid, selling lemonade, selling frozen cups in the neighborhood, as well as decorated matchboxes. And then also as a little kid, you know, going through an encyclopedia, looking at all the neat technology stuff. So, yes, I was an entrepreneurial nerd. But I've always had a passion for it. And then when I was at MIT, got an opportunity to do a little bit of consulting and just loved that. And then when I went to Carnegie Mellon, worked for my advisor's company and just had a ball with being able to help people solve, you know, their problems. And so that's how I got started.
Yeah, all right. And Kimberly?
Well, similar to you and Robert, I've always had the entrepreneurial bug, too. I was always a leader, and I was always good at business, at putting things together and making things happen. And I was also was always creative. So it took me, it didn't take me long to discover marketing as an industry to combine all of those gifts together. And so I started actually as an En-ROADS intern and started in the marketing department at Northern Telecom at the time. It's now Nortel, but it was Northern Telecom at the time. And I had some kind of engineering internship, and it didn't take me long to realize that was not the place that I needed to be. And so I started asking questions and got to the marketing department and have been in marketing ever since then, and that was over 20 years ago. And so I started my business. It just kind of happened seamlessly. I started doing consulting on the side for small companies or startup companies, and then I launched the business full-time about 3 years ago, actually after I got laid off from a position.
All right. Excellent. You had to do it. Bam.
I did, pretty much.
Yeah. All right. So there you have it. Is there anybody that has not introduced themselves that would like to introduce themselves and maybe answer the question, why are you in business for yourself?
Hey, this is Floyd. Good morning.
Hello, Floyd. How are you?
Good morning to you.
All right. Why don't you introduce yourself? Don't forget
Floyd.
Your company.
This is
and
Floyd.
And then tell us why you're in business.
This is Floyd of Floyd Black and Photography, focusing on architectural and interior design photography. I'm in business because I've always had a passion for photography since I was a kid. And after getting laid off about 3 years, 4 years ago, I said, well, not going back to the corporate world doing the same thing that I've done for the past X number of years, so start to pursue this business, and I can't get rid of it. So it's hook or crook, whatever happens, I'm in it for the long haul, and looking for much success.
Okay, and I'm going to share your website here. So now everybody's introduced themselves and talked a little bit about why they started business. I just want to open up and see what questions people had about why they started their business. So Pierre, you have any questions for anybody?
No, not really.
Okay. Robert?
Yeah, I just wanted to say hi to Floyd.
Hey, Robert,
I met him at the bomb meeting.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing today, man?
Not bad. Kind of late, but I'm getting there.
I understand.
All right. So I think the next question, if there's no other questions, I want to get to Pierre's question. Pierre had a question. Say, hey, you know, it's all about sales, man. He's a salesperson. I'm a salesperson. And so I want to just ask, just to start off, because I do want to ask two questions about sales. And the first question is, what's your best sales tip? What is your best sales tip this year or since you've been in business? And because Pierre asked me to encourage me to talk a little bit about sales, Pierre, so what's your best sales tip?
My best sales tip is that you have to target your market. You have to know exactly who you're going after for the products that you sell, and then go after them. You can't do sales willy-nilly. It has to be a targeted market that you feel you will have the best success with, that you feel actually, A, needs your product, B, wants your product, and C, would value you selling them that product. if you don't have those three items along with who you are, you know, your initial target search is, there's no way you can sell your deal.
Interesting. Okay. So who has questions based on that? Because I have a question, but I want to... Kimberly, you have any thoughts on...
Actually, that is that would be mine as well. That would be my best sales tip of this year, is to define or redefine your target audience and focus. Stay focused on that. Stay focused, be creative, and don't cut the marketing budget. This is not the time to do that.
Okay, so be out there. All right, and so Robert, what are your thoughts on Pierre's comment on being focused and know what target market you're going after?
I think that he's absolutely right, and I agree with Pierre and Kim. The thing that I would add to that is that you've got to add value. So when you're dealing with a customer or client, make sure that you're adding value to what it is that they're doing or need. And it has to be the value that they perceive, not the value that you perceive.
Okay. And so, Pierre, I have a follow-up question. For example, you say you have to focus and know your target market.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us a quick example of what you've done to demonstrate that, how you target your market?
Well, in our business, you know, our clients are all over the world. In fact, probably more so internationally than domestically. And with that, I say that because in India is the largest gold buyer in the world, because about 90% of all Indians wear gold jewelry, especially during weddings and what have you. So since we know that Indians are going to buy a lot of gold and they're going to buy a lot of other metals to make jewelry out of, rather than go ahead and deal with the end buyer, the actual citizen on the street walking around with a gold necklace, we actually have targeted doing business with the jewelers, the actual jewelers in India who can take a dory bar of gold, melt it down, and make 150 necklaces out of that particular item, as opposed to targeting, let's say, Joe consumer who's only going to buy one necklace. We can get this person to buy 150 necklaces just by buying one giant bar of gold, as opposed to trying to sell to 150 different individuals, and only God knows how successful that would be. So what I'm saying, when I say target your market, you have to know not only who your market is, but you have to know how much revenue you can get from your target. So you always have to keep your eye on, A, I want to make this sale, B, I want to make sure that we're selling to the right people, but C, that we're going to make enough revenue to keep the lights on and keep the shop open. So you have to target your market with all of those items in mind, otherwise it's not a successful campaign, even if you're making the sale.
So what I hear you saying is you're not running a nonprofit. You want to do good, but you want to be paid for it.
Right. You have to, I mean, because, you, like I said, there are a lot of businesses that fall by the wayside, but it's not because they don't know what they're doing. It's because they couldn't be profitable enough to stay in business. But at the same time, I believe you have more companies out there that end up folding because of that reason than people just not knowing what they're doing. So it ultimately becomes a case of they targeted the market, but they didn't do all of the homework necessary when they targeted that market. They didn't do everything they could have to ensure success.
That was a hard lesson for me to learn, Pierre.
Hey, Floyd, how you doing?
Okay, a couple of years ago, I was targeting real estate agents and people of that nature, but they don't have the kind of budget that would make pay for the kind of fees that I know that the industry I'm in can pay for. So I think what Pierre is actually saying, one, you have to go where the money is, and the money in my industry is not necessarily with real estate agents. It's more with hospitality companies, architects, interior designers, because they deal with a much larger budget, and the value and the work that they're looking for is something that's very diverse and a very a special market niche. So going after, like Pierre said, those individuals where you're dealing on the consumer end, doesn't prove to be that profitable compared to going to a big company that has a budget of maybe $50 million. So yeah, I can attest to that. I have failed and I have learned.
Okay, and Floyd, don't forget to introduce yourself and your website and the name of your company.
Okay, sorry.
I got a question for Pierre.
Sure.
Given the what you have just said, have you thought about modifying your website to actually segment it to handle different marketplaces, since you are dealing with people all over the world?
What we're actually doing, and I'm talking with Ken about it, and once I get done talking with Ken, I'll end up talking with you as well, Robert, but we're actually going to separate a lot of what we do that currently is on Rare Coin House. We've actually got the domain names already bought and set up and what have you, and we will actually ultimately end up having three different websites. We'll have one that does rare coins, one that does bullion, and one that handles our mining operations, because we're now getting to a point where we can't have all of it on just one site. And the mining operations primarily are geared to people internationally, overseas, because we're able to, that's how we sell to the jewelers and the refineries and what have you. And, you know, that's something that we never thought about doing before, but in light of what we're doing now and the responses that we're getting, basically we have no choice. We have to do it now.
Okay. All right. Great question. Cool. Terrific answers. Any other questions on Pierre's comments? And I'll move to Robert.
Hey, Pierre, not to harp on this too much, but when you were talking about India and the jeweler, I was thinking that one of the things you could have with talk in terms of targeting the marketplace is to demonstrate to a jeweler what the return on investment is. So buying a bullion cube, not bullion, but buying this much gold, they can make this many pieces of jewelry, so that they spend this for the gold, they get this for the jewelry, and the return on investment is this amount, so that it makes it just extremely clear to them, wow, I could get really, I could make some significant money from it.
And that's a good point, and I want to address it in that the jewelers in India, they know this. You know, if you are in that neck of the woods, whether it be India, Dubai, Saudi Arabia, you know, when you see the people coming here to the U.S. or you see them walking down the street and they look like they've got more jewelry on than a Mr. T starter set, it's almost ingrained in their culture. They're not trying to be fashionable. It's just something they do. So when we set up to go after a way to get more revenue, that was the reason that we went into mining, because we knew if we spend a lot of money to go into mining, as the old adage says, we knew they would come, and they have. So now what we're doing is we are now expanding to other international countries and other international concerns, and we just want to be able to have enough product to sell to everybody, because we know that they'll buy the product if you have it. And if you can deliver on a monthly or a yearly basis or whatever, they'll buy anything and everything that comes out of the ground. But what you're saying, Robert, is a good point. If you don't already know that your market will buy product, is that you have to give them specifics of why they need to not only buy this product, but why economically it could benefit them, and oh, by the way, why after you've done all of that homework, you need to buy the product from us. So I agree 100% with what you're saying.
If we had enough time, that was the next question I was going to ask, return on investment. But so, Robert, what is your best sales tip?
I guess I have to go with, you know, you got to add value.
Add value. Okay. All right. So how have you added value in your business when it comes to technology?
The biggest value I think I add is the experience that I come with. You know, a lot of people can build a website. A lot of people can, you know, program. But the experience that I have in being able to look at the problem in totality and pick the right tool for the right job, that's where the value comes in. And, you know, over 25 years of doing this, I've seen quite a few things.
Okay, that's Robert Joseph of Blue Life. Who has questions for Robert based on adding value? Kimberly, Pierre, Floyd?
Well, my question to Robert is, how do you actually get your clients? I'm sorry, this is Pierre D'Orfi, by the way. How would you actually get your clients, Robert?
Hey, Pierre. We get them three ways. One is word of mouth, and we do a lot of networking, as well as, you know, I know a lot of people, so I also can refer. People need different things. I can refer people to other people. So word of mouth. The second one is we are in the process of rebranding, and we're going to be pushing hard our website under the new company name. We're still trying to figure that out. But that will have a lot of goodies that people can get to and a lot of information for people. And then the third is through partnerships. We have relationships with ad agencies and PR firms, and we are the sort of the technical back end to what they offer on the front end. So, you know, forming partnerships with companies that are out there doing the selling is the third way.
Okay. And I would say to add to Robert, I mean, I was going to build a portal, and I was really frustrated with the people I was working with. We could never really get things going. He showed me a concept called, I guess it's a content management system, with Website Baker, and now I manage my own websites, and I know I'm just in the back end enough that I maintain it. So anytime I want to make a correction, bam, it's done. If I have a question, I can go to him. So it freed me up and empowered me with understanding technology so I can do what I need to do. And so that's helped me out a lot. It's kind of got me into the technology space, if you will. Not a geek, but anyway, so thanks, Robert. Any other questions for Robert on the best sales tip, adding value? We're quickly running out of time. Kimberly? Go ahead.
Sorry, this is Robert. I just wanted to make a quick point, too. The other thing that I want to remind people, thank you, Ken. One thing I want to remind people, too, is that even if you don't want to maintain your own website or do stuff with your website, by making it easy, it allows you to have your assistant or hire somebody that can make simple changes or even complex changes to your website, so you can just tell them to go and get it done. Or we can do it, too. But again, making it easy to do, it doesn't take us forever to do it either. You know, in 2 minutes we can get the change done and, you know, and you're off and running.
So it doesn't take a month or 2 weeks or a year. Okay. All right. So Kimberly, your best sales tip, you were talking about focus, I think, but what's your best sales tip?
Yeah, I pretty much was echoing Pierre. Be targeted, be focused, be creative. And again, don't cut the marketing budget, not right now.
Okay.
I think the value, and to Robert's point, the value that we bring is our strategic brain, I think. There are a lot of people that do marketing, and what we bring is the strategic brain that can say, based on a company's target market based on where they want to go, how fast they want to get there, and based on their industry. We can, similar to Robert, look at the entire picture and say, okay, well, these are the things that we recommend that you do.
All right, and so how are you taking advantage of your advice? How are you implementing this in your business?
Well, we are certainly not taking our advice as well as we should. We would be a bad client in our book. But this year we actually are hunkering down and using our advice a little bit better. And so the next call, I'll probably have some great things to say.
Okay. All right. Floyd, what's your best sales tip?
Best sales tip, again, I think Pierre has hit it on the head with value. And I think Robert also brought about networking, which I seem to be doing a lot more of that this year than I have in the past year.
Okay. All right. And so I want to, let me see, how much time do we have? We got a couple minutes left. I would say that if you're in sales, then you should focus your activities every day on sales. You know, I would just tell you that you should have a point system, and the point system is this. You should have 20 points a day. 5 points you get for an appointment that you complete. 3 points if you get a referral. 1 point if you talk to a decision maker and ask for an appointment. And if you don't have 20 points, then in fact you haven't done your job. So you really, in fact, have to focus. So if you don't have 20 points, because if you don't manage your activity on a daily basis, you'll have nothing at the end of the day, or maybe nothing at the end of the week, or nothing at the end of the month. So it's critical. For example, I generally am on the phone. I say if I don't have appointments, I should be on the phone connecting with decision makers. So I typically will call people from 10 to 12, maybe 12:30. I take a break, and then I get back on the phone around 3, 3:30. I'll call up to about maybe 7:30, 7 o'clock, 6:30 time frame because I'm trying to get my points. So it's critical. You have to focus your attention on sales activities. And that's pick up the phone and asking for an appointment or being an appointment with somebody, asking for the deal. And at the end of the day, if you haven't talked to anybody, then I don't think you're going to make too many sales. So it's very critical, very important that you focus on sales activity. So that's my two cents on that. So any questions or thoughts on that before we wrap up?
I just want to. This is Pierre again. I just want to echo on what you're saying, Ken, in that not only do you have – I mean, we're all in sales. If you have a business, you're in sales, like it, love it, whatever.
Some people don't think they're in sales.
See, and that's why some people are out of business. I made a statement last week that I have no problem putting my competition out of business and then hiring their best salespeople because they weren't doing their gig. But at the end of the day, I'm a firm believer that as soon as you stop thinking that you're in sales or you stop the selling process, that's when you're ready to pack it in and go out of business. So I think that exactly what you were saying, you have to do something to get yourself motivated and fired up to do the one thing that's going to bring you business. Because you can talk a lot, but if you don't ask for the order, you don't get it. You can think a lot, but if you don't do the necessary things that are going to help you to get in a selling cycle, then you won't get there. So everything has to be geared somehow, some way, to getting orders, getting deals, and obviously bringing in revenue.
Absolutely, absolutely. When I was a certified financial planner, my first day, the guy, one of the senior managers, asked me, so what business are you in? I said, I show employees, individuals and business owners and families how to save money, how to retire, how to put kids to school. And he interrupted and says, wrong. You're in sales. And the sooner you realize that, the better off you'll be. So I thought it was a financial planner. No, you're in sales. So anyway, all right, we're out of time. Thank you very much, everybody. What I want to do now is have everybody reintroduce themselves again. Tell us what you got out of this, what you learned, what connections you had, and make sure you get your contact information, so it's critical. So your name the company, what you got out of this, who you connected with, what you learned, and who you're going to bring next week. So with that, let me see. Robert, I'll let you start off. As soon as he finds me.
All right, Ken, so you caught me off guard. I had the phone on mute in my pocket. So.
Yeah.
Got a lot out of the session, as I do out of all your sessions, and definitely want to connect with Kim and Pierre, want to thank you for doing this.
Okay. All right, and don't forget, please give me your website or your contact information, if everybody has it.
It's GluLife, GluLife.com. And my phone number is area code 404-723-6660. And I'm always willing to talk, and if people have a technology question, and to give them free advice.
Okay.
Can you give your phone number again?
404-723-6660.
Thank you.
All right. Pierre.
And what I got out of this, you know, I get fired up whenever the word S-A-L-E comes into the mix. I love sales, anything about it, anything talking about it, it gets me fired up. So I'm still jazzed up. You know, I could go all day about sales, but again, the connection between business owners and sharing information on what's making everybody successful, you know, that, again, that's what motivates me on these calls and gets me fired up. So, you know, I'd like to make a connection with everybody, but especially in light of today's call, I'd love to talk to Floyd a lot because of something that I heard him say that he's doing. So, you know, I want to connect with everyone, and Ken, I thank you for giving me an opportunity to be on the call. Again, the name of our firm is the Upzig Company. And our website is www.rarecoinhouse.com. And my direct line here in Atlanta is 770-627-4487, and you can get me directly on that line.
All right. Excellent. All right. Floyd.
Yes, sir.
Wrapping up, what did you get out of this session?
Well, this is Floyd Blackett Photography. One thing I just want to say with regard to Pierre, he always says this little thing about his company. He says, funny name, but serious business. Just love that. Just love that. What I got out of it, as always, is, you know, I never thought that I was always in sales, but from prior conversations with Pierre and conversations with you, Ken, that has really changed my focus. The most that I get out of these conversations has to do with what you've been sharing with me, and that has to do with focusing on sales. But I would like to learn more about those 20 points, though.
Yeah. Okay, no problem.
That's for sure.
5 points for appointment, 3 points, 3 points for referral, 1 point when you're asking the decision maker for an appointment.
Okay.
20 points a day, 100 points for the week. And your website, Floyd, is?
Is fablackett.com. Telephone number is 678-481-4034.
Great pictures, man. I'm looking at it. We're showing them on the website here.
Thank you.
All right. Last but not least, Kimberly.
Yes, this is Kimberly Scott. I'm just happy to be here today. This is my first call. And I got great value out of it. Anytime that I can interact with existing business owners, there's so much to learn and so much to glean from, and I did that today. And so I appreciate the opportunity to be here and look forward to the calls in the future. And again, go ahead.
Yeah, and who did you connect with to that, Kim? Who would you like to...
I similarly would like to connect with everyone, in particular Robert and Pierre, and look forward to doing that.
All right. All right, so that is it. Thank you so very much.
My contact information.
Definitely. Go ahead.
My website is kaiconsults.com, kaiconsults.com. My direct phone number is 404-432-3257.
All right. And everybody got that information?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yes.
Excellent. So it's after 9. Thank you so very much for your active participation. Go make that sale. Be profitable. And we're not doing it next Tuesday. We'll probably do it the following Tuesday. So until then, if E3C can be of any help, if I can be of any help to you, don't hesitate to call me. You can check out the website at www.bettersalesandprofitsnow.com. That's www.bettersalesandprofitsnow. Take care, everybody. Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.